Welcome to Ippy That's It, where we share our experience as first-generation Haitian Americans through our different perspective on our culture while creating a safe space. I be Lisa Fania.
I'm Soraya.
What
hey guys.
Allo, 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 allo.
Bonsoir.
Bonjour. Whatever
time sound is sounding crisp. Crisp sounds. We both got our mics, y'all. We be upgrading our equipment. See, we don't forget.
We, like, you know, one of us becomes a sound engineer.
Instead of I'm an engineer, but not a sound engineer. So.
Oh my god, this is such a technical, like, career path to be a sound professional. So I give it up to all of the sound qualities that we've heard through podcasting, through music, to television, through newscasting.
Yeah, good stuff.
So, you
got it before I did. Okay. You know, a lot has been happening. We haven't seen y'all in like 3 weeks, or we haven't spoken to y'all or heard from y'all, is what I should say, because y'all can't see us. but it's been a lot. My lease is ending, so I'm moving back to Miami.
She sounds so angry.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. It's just a step. Yes, it's a lot. It's a lot of coordination and stuff, getting all that done. All of the stuff ended at once. I was leasing my car, and it was time to make decisions on my car, my housing, work, all of it. Everything's expiring. And it's what conversation in regards to
Just like when it comes to like finances, and like another conversation about finances, and just like when things are ending for you, making these decisions, if it's best for you financially or if it's not, how to move forward, that you're not overspending or taking too much of your, like not taking too much of a hit financially. You're investing in your future as best as you can.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just make the move that works for you. Mm-hmm. Some people value one thing over another. It really depends. In making my decision, I realize I really like to eat good food. So I want to be able to keep doing that. So that's my sacrifice. But yeah, sac passe, Lisa. What's up with you?
You know, I don't know. I was fine. I'm changing the light color in my room. Maybe I'll be better.
Your light seems like you're a little dismal. Is that a lilac lavender I'm sensing?
It says plant growth. So I think these are like the light color for plants.
That's what. Oh, it has names. It's an app, right?
Yeah, it's an app.
Oh, how cute. You can like hibernate and stuff in your plant growth light.
This light is like one of my best. It gives me like more energy.
Lisa. Send me the link for that light bulb, because I'm gonna need to do all kind of like vibe experiences. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna paint the room that I'm gonna be moving into, and like seeing how much I need to play around with it or just leave it alone. But you know, sir, I can't leave things alone.
Yeah, I think that your experience, which is what I'm doing right now, and I was having a conversation, I've had it with you in the past, of just like, though this is a temporary situation, still making it comfortable. Not comfortable to a sense of just like comfort that I'm staying here, but comfortable to knowing that like these are the steps I need to do to move on to make my next steps even more comfortable.
Right. And it's just kind of like how much money and time and effort I'm going to spend in doing it. So I've got really crazy ideas, of course.
So excited, because then you can help me do my DIY headboard, and I'll help you do your creative, beautiful headboard.
Yeah. So we'll see how that all goes. And how much time I really dedicate to this stuff.
I haven't done it. I actually was just trying to figure out how to make a box to put a lock on. And I was like going on Pinterest. That's what I did for a little bit of today. Just like, I want to make, because we're looking for a carpenter. So this nonprofit that I work with is, we're looking for a carpenter to make a volunteer box to put cleaning equipment in there. So that they don't have to like get it from their house, that everything is just there for them when they get to the fridge. We can't find a carpenter to do that. I did ask my dad, but he's like, just give me the measurements or go cut the wood and then I'll do it. And I was like, bump it. If you just
how much does it pay? I can do the sketch and then your dad could do the work.
I told him, I was like, we can commission him. Like, I was like, we can commission you.
Let's do it. Commission me and I'll commission him.
No, it's fine. I just need to get the measurements of exactly how much. So it just needs to, like, whatever. We can talk about it offline. But why did I bring this up? My day today was just a lot of, like, really, or my day these past few weeks have just been up and down. And I learned through my meditation, which was something that I had this past week that I completely forgot about, like, joy. So I came to a realization this week in my meditation group. We did a joy EFT tapping, which is emotional frequency tapping. So you're tapping on your meridian points, like almost like if you're doing acupuncture on the points that they would place the needles for acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And we did one of, like, happiness, and we tapped and we said these affirmations to ourselves for a good, like, 10 minutes. And then we did, like, a laughing meditation, which I don't think you got to join us when we did that.
I slept,
which is much needed because all the girls never came back out. That was the only time that they did the laughing meditation that week. And I just, after the laughing meditation, I just looked up in the sky and I was just like, this is it. Like, this is joy. Joy is sitting here looking the sky. Joy is sitting here looking at this beautiful neon rag. Joy is sitting here talking to you. Joy is just everywhere. And it's just learning to appreciate the joy, even if there's other energies that are around you. And so, and then the judgments that you have for yourself, and truly, like, finding ways to let that go. So that's been my journey these past 3 weeks, and just, yeah, more to come and excitement and manifest. You know what? Also positive things, like with this nonprofit, which I work for I don't think I ever said this on the podcast, that I work for a nonprofit called.
It's official.
Yay. Whoop, whoop. Which is a nonprofit to guide communities supporting each other. So it's neighbors helping neighbors or neighbors supporting neighbors with an artist, like, twing to it. And it's so much fun. But I'm able to manifest for this nonprofit. So now I need to learn to manifest. And my therapist says for me to figure out what my Black girl magic looks like.
High five to therapy.
You know?
High five to therapy. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, it's nice to get, like, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's nice.
A pat on the back, a reassurance, some guidance, a friend that doesn't have a judge. It's not even a friend. It's someone that can talk to you non-biasedly. So
it's a yes.
I'll never stop advocating for therapy.
Cognitive therapy. It's great.
So moving on to our Conzi Muño, your update kind of reminded me about just how we've all been feeling lately. I mean, typically around winter time, people tend to have the seasonal depression. I like how I say it, like it's a virus. And just, you know, your energy levels are low. Most people who live in winter areas, even in Miami, it was cold these last couple weeks and I had to change my routine and I wasn't getting outside enough. And it's just been really hard. And this is, like, the time where I need to go into, like, overdrive. And it's just been really, really rough. And I think over the past couple of days, I've been seeing the same kind of feedback and response from people online. So I was just like, are you feeling that way? You know, what are you doing to combat that? What are you not doing? I don't know. Let me know.
That was a question for
Quentin. If you want to answer, or for the listeners, whoever wants to respond, because this is a conversation with everyone. But since you are the one that I podcasting with, I can just speak to myself. I know I've been doing, this sounds so redundant. Everyone's saying self-care, but, like, if there's nothing else to do but to care for self, or else, who is, you know, you know, previously in our previous term, you know, the government was looking out for you. So, you know, now we got this guy in office. We'll see what happens. But
I'm like so
in terms of
fascinated. Just
I'm
just
we're not confused. I'm not a I don't want to get into politics.
I'm so no, no, not even the I'm just so fascinated because it's like my conspiracy theories.
Oh Jesus. And I'm just like, she said I'm not gonna get into politics. Jesus. All right. Let me start. I didn't say religion, I said politics, Lisa.
That's another thing said not to
wine glass. About. You're literally saying you bring in religion. You brought politics, religion.
I brought religion. And you brought religion. You called Jesus.
Oh, I always call Jesus though. Jesus is called for me. I mean, I'm not imposing Jesus on you unless you want it. But no, in terms of just feeling just super just run down. Like I wanna play that Monica song. It's just one of those days when you wanna be all alone.
Did you watch like the Versus?
Almost every day. No, because when I tuned in and logged in, Keisha Cole wasn't there and she was late. So I had I had them just playing and Ashanti was just jamming the songs and singing. And I was like, this is weird. So I logged off. I heard she was an hour late.
An hour and a half.
Like, who was waiting for that? Even when I'm at home, I'm not going to wait for that. Like, at the club, I'm not waiting. Even if I'm in the comfort of my own home, like time is precious. And I get people are hanging out and tuning in to see people, but you know, we could also be doing other things. Yeah. So
they say that because of that, it just like tempered the mood. Cause she was right in front of her doing it. They were in the same room.
Oh, really? I really feel like I don't even like Versus as much anymore because
it's not that home quality for me personally.
Exactly. Like it was from everyone was in quarantine and now we have to be at home watching this and people are entertaining us from their homes since you kind of got a glimpse into their studios and it just made them a little bit more real. But now that we have production and everything into it, like I feel like Teddy Riley really pushed the envelopes multiple with his whole production setup that went horribly wrong. And then it went downhill from there. It was just like, why can't we just simply have speaker microphone set up like we have here? We have a FaceTime Zoom call and then we have a microphone and it's not that hard, you know? And they just make it much more than it needs to be. And then it becomes not about the thing anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's more of just it's a business mindset.
Yeah, and that's when it takes the fun out of it. Like, there's Doritos and Ciroc hanging out.
I heard
over, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so lame.
But, you know, it's what it is. And it's I did not know what's happening. And I was like, oh, for real? That's nice for the people that watch it. It's really nice. I hope they get like what they needed from it.
Yeah, I think like whenever I hear the verses, I'll like go and listen to some songs and I'm good. I'm like, okay, cool. But yeah, they haven't even had artists that are like, oh my God, I can't wait.
But you were saying that like from the Monica song, it's just one of those days.
When you want to be left all alone. It's just one of those days. Inside. But you want to be all alone, angry inside.
You just going to be all alone. It's just one of those days. Don't take such it personal. Maybe that's what I should like blast in the morning.
When you don't want people. That's what you... I might have to do that. Mom, if you hear this song, don't.
Just don't talk to me.
It's just one of those days.
So for me in this season, I'm just getting back to my body. Because I've been super, super disconnected from it for so long, for the past like 3.5, going on 4 months. And in the meantime of those months, I was trying to get connected, but like it was just a fog and it was just a different, like not having my mind and my body connected because of like health reasons and just mental reasons. And we're in a Panasonic. So all of this taking place, just made me really disconnect. And I think these past week and a half to 2 weeks, no, actually more, I could say for the past like, oh my gosh, it's a month. I've been doing this for a month. I've been working out more. I started doing capoeira.
Yay, two milestones.
Yeah. And then back to like Adrienne, yoga with Adrienne, her
I've been
30
doing
day.
yoga with Adrienne, and I'm on the day that it is. So if I miss a day, I miss a day. So I tuned in on day 18 and I was like, bet, where were we?
No, I took I've taken my time. I'm on day 15. Today was day 15 for me.
Think I'm just gonna end up doing it throughout the year, like I'm just going through it.
Yeah, I actually really want to restart it because the first two sessions were super like hard for me. And especially it's a lot like in the arm. So I was just like, so I just wanted to go back and revisit that. But yeah, just being consistent and like creating that habit again. And then I put out the all call to the cuzzos if they want to do
Bet.
cuzzos workouts again.
Those cuzzos workouts got us through some tough times,
They
and
did.
it you feel it. You feel those times are happening more, and we're like looking for ways. It's like a cycle. We're looking for ways, like what are outlets, what are things? 'Cause I'm not gonna lie to you, Lisa, like I'm itching. And it's not even that I wanna go out in this situation, but I wish I could, and I'm just sad about it. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, I'm in a state of like, ugh. Like, you know, sometimes after bad news, bad news, bad news, mediocre news, good news, I guess, because we're not, you know, under a dictatorship. We just want, you know, to do the things that make us feel good, and that includes traveling and being around the people you love. And I really just miss just being able to express yourself and be around people. I mean, luckily we've been able to gather the way we have, you know. So imagine if we couldn't. Imagine if we didn't have video chat. Like, if this happened during the days and ages of
Yeah, during the
whatever,
like
more
Spanish,
people would have died because it would have been less
yeah, like
information,
the Spanish flu.
access to information. Yeah, like, so it's just insane how, like, what's crazy is like news updates are like, here's what we're doing, da, 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 and we and the administration hopes to be transparent, and da, da, da. And I was just like, this is the news we're getting, like that our administration wishes to be transparent and hopes to update you, because the previous administration was not talking to anyone, and that was allowed. Like, I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about the press secretary. And how Trump would call them in and out whenever he wanted to say whatever it was. And there was no form of regulations in terms of like you're saying blatant truths or false. But it's just interesting how it's just a drastic difference. And I'm just like, I don't even know how to feel. Like, I don't know. I'm here, but I'm just sitting here, I'm watching. What is it? I have my feet on the couch. I feel like a kid. My feet are on the couch. I'm just swinging my legs and I'm just here, I'm watching.
Sincerely, that's how it is. I know. When it comes to politics, I think after watching the inauguration and like the spectacle and how much money it costs to do that, just to like signify like the strength of the United States
I mean,
after what
it's
took
like a
place on
tradition.
January 6th.
It's tradition, though, Lisa.
That's fair.
I'm
That's understandable. If they're
not
all going to be in
defending
on Zoom,
it.
in a more
But they were
practical.
outdoors. Gaga had a huge bird. She had to show it in
Was it Hunger Game?
person.
They said that should look like a Hunger Game. There were beautiful moments from it, and it's grateful for those.
Jesus Christ, can we talk about Michelle Obama's fit? That thing haunted me. Like, I saw her because I watched like the last hour of it or something, and I saw them and I started crying always. I don't know what it is, it's a trigger. And then I was like, wait a minute, I didn't see Michelle Obama's full fit. I think I went on Instagram and I saw the full front, and I was like, holy nonsense, this lady went and just knocked them out. in a good way. I sound like an old lady.
Because it's that style of the monochromatic
look. Oh,
look.
God, I love it.
It's so beautiful, and she
Molly has
shows.
been doing it. Oh, your cousin posted art, like who did it better? Because he had worn that outfit like a year ago, and I remember liking that post too. And I was like, "Bad, look at you though."
Yeah, look, on dark skinned people, that purple
That's my favorite.
is really nice. And that's the purple that I want in my room, and I cannot find a blanket that
You know
looks like
what?
that.
You could probably find like sheets. You probably get
I
that in
don't want
sheets
sheets. I
or
don't like dark sheets. I've
what
never liked
about
dark sheets.
pillows? I had a
Like throw
pillowcase that
pillows, yeah.
color.
Maybe
Okay.
throw pillows, not like, I don't
I
know.
got you. I got you.
My mom taught me not to have dark sheets. It makes it
No,
seem
that
like you're
makes
dirty.
sense. It does. White sheets also can make you seem like you're dirty if
Yeah,
they
white
get
sheets.
dirty.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. That totally makes sense. That's a Haitian thing. White towels. I know why
I
guys
really
always have dark towels.
So I was listening. Was it your podcast? No, it was another. It was a
My
sex
pod.
pod.
Oh, when I recommended.
It was a sex podcast I listened to, and the girl's like, "Yeah, I purposely buy dark towels for sex." And I was just
Oh,
like,
I've heard that
I was
one.
like, you know what? Bet like whenever you tell somebody you have a guest coming over to use a towel, don't use a dark towel.
Don't ever use a dark towel, ever. Moving on to our main topic. We were thinking, because we have a bunch of topics,
Because we
but
think like humans think.
overthinking, in fact.
Because we get human.
Tell me about it. And our cousins haven't been able to rile up and get our topics in. We wanted to talk
Because we're in a
about
pandominium.
a pandemic. We're in a
A panini.
pandemic. We're in a pandemic. She was great. She was a breath of fresh air. I
Oh,
wonder
we
how
say,
she's doing.
cut! Guess what, guys? I don't have to go out on Fridays because we're in a
A
pandemic.
in her little glasses. Let me stop. All right. So our topic this week is failure. Big one. Everyone's been talking about intentions and goals and stuff, and we're gonna start with failure from the beginning, or should we say the end, to what can be the beginning? See what I did there, Lisa?
I
I
see, I
made
see.
it confusing. No, I mean, it's been coming up a lot in terms of what's
Everyday
been
life.
happening. Yeah, it's been coming up a lot, and there's been a lot of changes and things, and people are like, do you view this as a failure? And it made me think to how I didn't know, and I'm still learning how to fail. And I think that kind of stems back to our upbringing, our roots. In terms of failing wasn't an option. It was kind of like, here are the standards, here's what you can do to do. It's not acceptable. This is not acceptable. And I mean, I can speak for my household. It was you were rewarded with it's just like affection, just like pleasant attitude. If you're just an easy child, right? So an easy child would get the
Just
best grades.
listen.
I don't have to help you. I don't even have to. If I don't check your homework, that's going to be all right, because I know you're going to do just fine. I can tell my mom that I'm not going to school, and she doesn't have to like worry that I'm lying to her about something, because it's like it was made my own responsibility, and that voice was instilled in my head from the beginning. There's no option to fail. So I think I carried that all the way through college. And after like maybe two, three anxiety slash panic attacks, I was like, hey, this is crazy. Let's look into this. Let's look into why is it that I have this reaction when something is done that's considered failing or just learning from a mistake. Why is it that I don't know how to respond to it in a productive way? It literally will shatter me, break me down. I lose my sense of value and worth. And then it's like, but this is just one thing out of the many things that you are. So it's taken me years, and I'm still learning, because, like I said, it's a wiring. that happens when you're younger. Maybe Lisa, you can speak to that.
So, I was really thinking about my experience because I don't think for me, my household, that failure was attached to certain things. I think there was an expectation that was, there was an expectation that needed to be done. So getting good grades, so A's and B's were the things, but I would come home with C's. Being able to be a good student, listening to the parents when they told you to do something. These are things that for me made me understand what failure was. Also, I'm really grateful enough to do certain sports, not all. I think the one that I really take hold on is my gymnastics. Gymnastics was so much fun for me, and I did gymnastics at 9.
I like gymnastics.
And it was really fascinating because my parents were super encouraging, and it was the instructors that weren't encouraging at all because I was a plus size little black girl who did not grow up being flexible, skinny, and doing gymnastics. And I was able to do a lot of things. The only thing that I really didn't do was the bars, and they didn't want to like twirl
Help
a
you.
big girl over the bars. But other routines like the balance beam and floor were like my strengths. I could do like cartwheels on the balance beams, and the floor was my favorite because I can do all these like flips and stuff like that. And the instructors just never thought that I could do any of that. So when it came down to like competitions or certain things, I was able to just like surpass it because I was able to get those encouragement at home. But a lot of the things I remember just not being able to go back, and I don't remember why. And then later on, like later years on, my mom told me it was just that these people weren't really encouraging you, and I didn't like the way that they were speaking to you. So in a sense, for me, how I took failure growing up or now, it's not finishing something. So like I would start these things. Like another love that I had was piano, but the school, it's in Miami and it was based in Miami, but the school I went to was super racist, and I was protected and shielded by that from my mom. And she didn't put me into another program.
She just gave up. Like she just
Yeah,
not gave up, but
she like
like
I did like my last competition, and then I never went back to like come like to
another piano.
continue. Yeah, like to continue to like expand and like go up in my learning. And I didn't know why. And so now,
Do you ever ask?
yeah, it was like after like the same thing with gymnastics, like all of these things that I've been in, it was always like an adult that she protected me from. It
So
was
she
always
never
a
like was transparent about why it stopped. You were just like, all right, I can't continue
correct
because
during that
something is
time,
wrong.
exactly. So during that time, it was never really like spoken to, or maybe it was, and I
Did
just
you
didn't
translate
understand.
it at all to your performance, or you were just like, this is something
It
not in
did
line?
because it was just like, especially for piano, I remember getting one of the hardest. It was for a competition, and I remember I was just like, ooh, there's all these weird notes doing these weird things. I want to figure out how to do this. And I remember choosing it, and it was the hardest like piece to learn. And I remember I would practice when I would have my teacher practice. They would give me examples and stuff like that. And when the competition, this is how much I know, like you learn your ego at a young age. It was a competition, and everybody else did the easy one. And then one other person did the hard one, but then they messed up. And I was like, I got this. Like
Nice,
in my
nice.
head, before I even like went to play, I was just like, girl, you got this. Like you don't even
So
mess
you were
up.
striving on other people's failures. Got it. Very
Exactly.
Haitian-like of you.
And
Okay.
I remember going and killing it, and I won first place for that. So it's now like I think in my adult years, it's like I forget all these things that I did as a child and how Fearless, I was. And I
the
think
help of your parents. Did you ever think of that? Maybe
exactly.
Because of the support of your parents.
The support of my parents, like having the support there too, really helped me that, and not really understanding, not even realizing that I had that support. I think that a lot of growing up or not really like writing or really like I've blocked a lot of that out, and I've only experienced like, I feel like what I'm experiencing now is only like the past 5 years. So I, again, are the nephews, your nephews, the little ones.
Love them.
Especially the baby.
I
he is.
He's I, three guys. He just had a birthday. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
He was, but I think learning from him, one, besides communication, the way that he does things, especially the train tracks, right? Mm-hmm. And I think somebody said to look at kids, see, watch when they play. So he just build train tracks, and he would build the whole thing. He'll work on it for 10 minutes, put the train around, and then go and destroy it. And then be like, I'm either done with it or like, oh, let me just build something like a new, like
a doesn't
new
put it away.
Or a new system. Like, we're not talking about that, but or just building.
I'm
like,
just saying, I wanted to let people know where that is.
See, that's her Haitian mama in her. That's
no, in terms of like, he's not thinking like, let me put it away and start something new. He's just like, all right, I'm done with this. Smash,
or like move on to the next one, or come back and let me move on to something else, so then I can come back and make something completely different. And so this is the mindset of a 3-year-old, 2-year-old at the time. And so like taking that aspect and really like trying to put it in my every, like I can talk. You know what's really frustrating is that we can talk about all this talk. It's not applying this crap. That's
that's the hardest part.
I don't want to even use that term. It's just like, how do I just, do I need to write on my wall, like put a huge sign like, bitch.
I think I told my therapist today, I was like, I just want it to stop being hard. I just want to be able to do those things and for it to not be hard. And she just kind of looked at me and then like, kind of like, started kind of asking questions and, you know, talking more. But I was like, I want it to just not feel like a mission. Because all you hear, at least for me, when I'm about to do something, unlike you and your experience in sports and activities, I guess all of my interactions was really academics and like some clubs, and through like you guys, I would see sports and you guys practice and go to you guys' stuff. But I never really did that. But yeah, it was more like competitions or things like that. It was, I guess, like it's just like you do your best and you hope that the best, or you make sure that the best is what the A is. Like, what is A work? All right, let me do that. And that was just what it was. That's just what was expected. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like going into something that you're not good at or whatever, it's like, don't even, because you're not going to be able to bring that A home, and your mom or whomever is not going to be happy.
Yeah.
Right. It was just kind of like, they like it when you do this. They don't like it when you do this. So now I'm like really sitting in this decision to pivot my career in a way that will make me hopefully more fulfilled. And it's been the hardest thing because it's like I'm reparenting myself and implementing it. So it's not just realizing like, hey, here's the issue. It's like, all right, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to keep going this way? Because you're going down this path and it's not working, or it's not working for you. Right. So then it's like, all right, why are you scared of this? Cause you think you're going to fail. What does it really mean to fail? What does it feel like to fail? How does that work? Cause I haven't had to do it. I don't want to, it doesn't, it, I don't mean to sound like perfect. If anything, it's like I don't take enough risks. And I think I realized that years ago, and I was like, I want to take more risks. I want to do more things that aren't premeditated, calculative, and just overthought out. And that's something that I admire in you, in that you're a risk taker and go out on the limb sometimes, and I just wonder, like, oh, but what did you think about this and that? And it's like, sometimes you just have to make that leap, and then, you know, you'll find your footing, and then it'll all kind of go into place. Or making that leap, and then you learn, oh, instead of doing this, maybe I didn't land like 10 feet forward, but at least I took the step. At least I took the step instead of stood there looking at what everyone else was doing.
That is, you know, all of that I forgot. I don't know how that feels. I think I'm looking at pictures. Actually, I was going to go on.
Because yeah. We sitting down and we, sorry, I'm screaming at everyone, but because we not out there anymore, we're not.
But it's making not even that. Physical I think that moves. Even before COVID, I started to slowly like lose those portions of me. And I think today
well, you're
also
doing it.
My, well, yeah,
you did it. Like you literally did the thing you were trying to do for years.
I can say that, yes. I still haven't done it. The community garden is not here yet. It's going to be here.
You're right.
Within the
but
first
you are literally
months.
On
like,
that
for real. Yeah, on that trajectory. Yeah, like by yes. March, we'll probably have the beginning steps of the community garden. But it's really fascinating. And I can say that when you write something down and you really stick to a plan, and I got that from you, because I remember how like diligent with your big old, what is it, art canvas board that you
24
did, like,
by 36 plan. And I was like, Lisa, we need to write this out. We need to map it out, plan it out.
Map it out.
Because I feel like you need to see it. Like if I think the biggest thing that scares me is the how-to part, the steps. Because if I don't know how to figure it out and I don't know how to ask for help, I've always done it myself, whatever. You have to see it. You have to like write it out and see what you're missing. Where do I need to do more? Okay, where does it connect here? And I think doing the podcast, that was a huge part in setting it up and helped yes. a lot.
So it was really funny you say that, because my therapist said today, because I, you know, again, I always go back to Last Airbender, Avatar Last Airbender, the show, not the movie, and how I always saw, I remember like there's always like such brilliant life-changing verbiage that they write in these stories. And Aang himself, I think what I learned from Aang was how, especially in the first season, he was very playful and he found play in everything that he did, even like the hardest tasks. So
it was very annoying to watch, I'm not gonna lie to you. Because I'm on that season now, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Aang, you're about to die. You're just out here like, look at me. And you're like, oh.
And that right there is like, I think there was this episode where he had to, like, he's like, I'm coming here to fight the Unagi. He like, I'm here to, like, ride a koi fish. And the Unagi was like this huge, like, snake thingy in the water.
Sea monster?
Yeah. And
I know what you're talking about.
I'm so proud. So when he first initially wrote it was just out of survival, and he was just like, I don't want to do that again. But the second time he wrote it, he already knew what he was going to expect, and he did it like, when he wrote the first time and it was a scary experience, it was still like, okay, this is fun. And he went back and he's like, Katara, the Unagi's not fun to ride. That's not a fun experience. Like, it was quite
yeah
scary.
It's like learning through experience and being like, if what I have to do for me is I have to provide that environment for myself to be able to make mistakes and learn from them and fail to succeed. Like, you have to make that space for you, because I can't keep going back to, well, when I was younger. No, because I'm not young anymore. But it's hard. And some days it's that voice is louder than the other good ones, and they're like, girl, get it together. You have this credit, this da, 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 da. I remember when I was younger, this is how I was, to get a picture of how my idea of success was, I wanted to know, I already planned different kind of frames I was going to put all my awards and stuff in. I was like, yep, mine's going to be this big. I'm going to have an office with that. No, I don't even want that. I don't, like, I mean, I'll put the stuff up that needs to be up, like Yes, I did go to school for this, so you can trust me. Like, you know, when you go to the doctor and they're like, did you go to
So funny
med
enough,
school?
I went to
No,
Labcorp.
Lisa, did you go to a doctor that wasn't a doctor?
It's just really funny because I went to Labcorp to get blood work done this weekend, and the way that they did the frames with all of their certifications was this paper frame that you get at like Staples or maybe Amazon that you put on top of your certificate. And I was just like, interesting. That's a fun way of doing that, because I'm like, it's not like a permanent thing. They're always switching out like
Yeah, it has to be updated and renewed and stuff.
phlebotomists. I think that's what they're called.
Ah. Oh,
But
like
just
those little card saver things, maybe, like to put the
no, it was a
plastic.
like a
You know what I
8/11
should
piece of
get?
paper, and then it's just like a frame.
I'm just gonna get those, what are they called? Paper protectors? Remember those laminate? And just slide them in there. And it's like I got them, but I'm gonna put them away. Because to me, it's like,
Dang, where's
It's
my
just like, just I just want to do it. Like, I know I have proved that I'm able to. Let me do it. So
Yeah, and I think
I fell off a skateboard, and that's from taking
let's
risks.
take yeah. You know what today? So today before
Oh,
this
my hip hurts.
evening, me and my coworker, we were just having it was just a silly day. It was just a really silly day. It was a question that we asked that was like something that we should have known, but we didn't. And we were just trying to figure it out. And then we came up the answer and we were just laughing about it. And then we got an email because we have a meeting. We're meeting these people next tomorrow at like a location. And the girl was trying to see like, okay, we'll see you later. But she put like swiggle. And we both were just like laughing at the term swiggle. And then we got on another meeting and the girls were just having like technical difficulty and we were just giggling. Like it was just like a giggle. And I'm like, oh wow, one, I miss like sometimes going into work and having like your coworkers there and having that like rapport.
Yeah.
And two, like really make life silly. So I wanted to show you, first of all, I'm looking at these pictures. This man looks like he's my whole boyfriend.
What? Your whole boyfriend.
like my whole man, this white man. Do
This
you see?
white
Well,
man
I'm
looks like
showing
he's your.
Soraya. I'm showing Soraya.
Oh my God, is this from
We're skydiving, and this guy's taking pictures of me, but we
I
look like a
love that
full
you say that.
couple.
You know what's funny is I've seen videos of people like parasailing and paragliding, doing all those things. And I'm like, this guy's really friendly. And I realize, no, that's just the person that they go with, but they have to be like
Strap. I
excited
was,
and strapped to you.
but he look at this picture right here, and
What's
he's
your
like,
face?
look up, and I'm like looking at, I'm like laying on him, so like
You're like, hey, boo.
intimate.
You should have asked for the digits.
Oh, he spoke no English, not very well.
Oh, and you trusted him with your
I
life.
trusted him so much.
Perfect.
So you know what? Let me tell you the story real quick, and I think this might help me as well. So with the skydiving experience that I had that took place in my late 20s,
Give us a year. We didn't gotta. I
I
guess no.
don't remember. That's the thing. That's the reason I like I'm telling you
Okay, you
I
said your
don't
late
remember my
20s?
late 20s. I think I was 27.
Okay.
Maybe this
That is
time.
everyone's like favorite year. That was my favorite year, 27.
27, like it had to have been, yeah, it was 27. So that was like 2017. 2017, 2018. And I remember the guy, he was teaching us, right? He's just like, banana. Like when we're on the ground, he was just like, you have to do this, this, and this, and then banana. And oh, this is 2015. This is from 2015.
Okay.
So I looked at him and I was just like, I'm so sorry, what did he just say? All he says is banana. And I was like, and I looked at the my friend who came with me and I was like, what did he say? And my friend's like, I don't know what he said. And I was like, okay. So then I'm going into the plane and I'm like, I don't know what he said, but I know I need to like banana it up, like
What's
put your
wrong
whole
with
body
you,
full
Lisa?
straight and
All
banana it up.
of that sounds like you need to go
Stressful for
back and get
you.
instructions.
It was just like it was basically like you're when you get into a certain pose, like you're getting out, like when you're when we're about to fall, like.
Oh, so now you know what he said, but
But that's
before you didn't
basically,
hear
I
him.
kind of
She's
see the gist
like
of what I
basically what
got,
he heard, what
what the
he
gist
has
of it.
said was.
So this is how much like trust I had in this person, right? And again, person could have not been. But so this whole experience of me going skydiving was such a spiritual experience for me. It was just like I got a really good deal. I had the funds to do it when the deal came on. And so when I got onto the plane, I was nervous. Like you get onto the plane and we're going up and it's like really hot Miami humid weather and you're like 10,000 feet and it's all of a sudden it's really cool. But this, so you're already strapped to your instructor. And so I'm in between his legs and he's just like, you know, like this is just another, this is my job. I'm just about to jump out of a plane. But he did something consciously or subconsciously where his hand, his finger, his thumb landed on my hand, and did this just weird, like up and down caress thing that was
Just
just
me too? Are you trying to me too him?
no.
Okay, just making sure.
It was just like this really just not, you know, like he, it wasn't like a conscious thing. He just like his hand just like landed there and like just gently, like unconsciously, like rubbed my hand up and down. And it was just a sense of like comfort that I knew that it wasn't just him, but it was like a spirit, like God was with me, right? And I was just like, in that moment, I got, because I was super anxious. I was like, yo, I'm about to jump out of a plane. I got really, really like anxious. And then he did that and it calmed me down like tremendously. And it wasn't until like the doors opened and I'm like looking down and I'm
I
10,000
definitely
feet.
probably would have been like, Nick, get the fuck out.
So he didn't even like, and then you're like on the edge and he's like, all right, you're on the edge. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, one, two. And he didn't even wait till three. He just jumped on two and we're just
I would
flying.
have
And
just been so mad at him tricking me all those times.
see, by the time I was just like, I'm here, like right
Banana.
now, I'm,
When
I did
did
the
you
banana.
banana?
The banana is when you get like, so you're coddled in, so you like can get out the door with your instructor. And then once you jump, you banana it.
That sounds like a starfish, if anything.
It's straight like this.
Straight up banana.
A banana.
Just.
And your chest out. And you just
Okay.
have wind just hitting your face. And it was so funny because there was a girl, like another girl that I didn't know who was experiencing that. And I went first. And so when it was her turn and she told me her experience, she's like, I didn't want to go. And I was like, why? She's like, it looked like the sky just sucked you out.
Probably did happen. I think it's just like a fucking, it's a vortex.
But yeah, just like these moments in my life, and I forget about it. And it was so funny because a patient of mine wrote a story about my experience and how me jumping out of the plane, because I remember calling her right after. And she was on it on
How
her
she gonna write
way.
about your story? Is that not appropriation to the max? Is she white?
And she, it was in one of those books that we like, Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Oh, she wrote about chicken soup for the soul. She
She
wrote
wrote a
it in the chicken
story in Chicken Books for the Soul.
about you.
Yes.
Wow, what book is it? Let me get the copy, Lizzie. I had no
Have a copy.
idea you were a mention. Why don't you have a copy? Let me see it, bitch. What? Do you get any sort of credit?
I got like a certain, like she gave me some money from it
Oh
because
my
it was like, it wasn't
God.
like, because they don't get a lot of money from it. So she gave me like a little,
I'm so
but
done with you.
but it
This
was just
girl's
more of this,
featured in
like,
a whole book, y'all.
it
Please,
was
if
just a
you listen
mention.
to this podcast, please get in Lisa's mentions and in her DMs and ask her about this book mention and Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Told you this.
No, you never did.
The book is here. I have it.
Co-author, silent writer.
But basically what it was like when I
You
called
better go
her,
tell the lawyer this offline.
when I did
Next.
call her and told her that I jumped out of a plane, she was in
She
the midst of
appropriated your story.
going to a an audition. So she's an older woman
White
and
woman.
an older woman who
I don't know why she hasn't
experienced
confirmed the color for.
who you know, being in the industry, like once you're past 40,
Steel black stories.
you're
For
just
chicken soup for the soul. Lisa, I can't even do this anymore. I'm gonna keep going. But please do let me know about this company. I can't. I'm gonna keep going. It's not gonna be good. But think about it. Think about what you're telling me. Okay, but this is true. I'm gonna wrap up your story because we're going a little long. But you do have to think of these experiences that you've had in terms of like the excitement, because right now I'm missing it. Like I'm like, I need to go do something that's exhilarating and not
we need to go break
gonna,
shit.
Like, fail at.
We need a plan to do that for real. Like maybe that your weekend.
Me,
like,
my mom's backyard.
It's like 15. It's 15 minutes for $15. I'm down to do something for $15. If it's 15 minutes of just breaking shit, like I just want to go break shit. And it's
I
by
feel
you.
Like we can break things.
It's close to
you. All right, we'll figure it out offline. Guys, this has been fun. We hope to do this every week. That's our goal. But, you know, things happen. We're going to do it.
It's the editing part that's really hard.
Ippy, that's it.
Ippy, that's it.